Hare Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, one of the very first things he taught about the holy name is this, that every living entity makes an effort in this world to become happy, but that effort is made differently in different stages. In the sensual stage, one tries to eat, sleep, mate and defend and derive some happiness. When one's happiness is frustrated, then one tries to speculate how to escape from the material clutches. Because the three gunas are like the clutches which keep the living entity captured. And when the living entity suffers, so to escape from the material clutches, he speculates various ideas with his mind. And when he is unable to escape, then with his intelligence, he begins to inquire about the cause of his suffering. And he finds that there are multiple causes of suffering, like adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidaivika. But beyond these threefold miseries, he tries to find out the cause which is causing these threefold miseries. Because suffering is not automatic. Suffering is given by somebody. If I ask you to close your eyes and I pinch you, you can experience the suffering. And because I am closing my eyes, I can't see who is pinching, but we can be sure that someone is pinching. So the living entity then wants to find out, I can clearly see this is suffering. What is the cause of suffering? What is the origin of suffering? So in this way, he tries to find out the cause of all causes, and on his own endeavor, even with his own intelligence, he is unable to ascertain the cause of all causes. And then Prabhupada said, in this way, sensual, mental, intellectual endeavors to sort out the problem and enjoy happiness is not possible for the living entity by his own endeavors. Only on the spiritual platform, the living entity can become happy by contacting the Supreme Lord, who is his master, in whose association he can become eternally happy. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada thought that the chanting of the holy name does not need any knowledge of Sanskrit language. It doesn't require any understanding of even the meaning. Just as when the fire is touched by a child or an old man, it has a similar effect. So the chanting of the holy name is administered on a spiritual plane. And if anyone sincerely calls out the names of the Lord and pleads the Lord for elevation through purification of the heart, that living entity can be covered by any material designations with a particular caste, creed, color, nationality. And the holy name surpasses all these superficial coverings and acts directly on the soul. So this knowledge that Srila Prabhupada gave was taken seriously by people all over the world, and that is how we see in this Golden Jubilee year, so many people all around the world following this royal path of Krishna consciousness, very easily, swiftly advancing in spiritual life. So this is actually the foundational seed of our movement, our faith in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, that it can act through these coverings of sensual, mental, intellectual and all the material planes. It can surpass all of them and post the soul on a spiritual plane where the soul can directly come in contact with Krishna and experience the everlasting bliss, which is the original energy of the soul in relation with Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.